Hi everyone, thank you for joining us today in this episode where we're going to be discussing the idea of wishing or wishes. The reason I wanted to talk about this today is because I was listening to a song the other day and it just kind of made me think about how, as a society of humans, we tend to let ourselves go a little bit. We're in a hurry to nowhere. For example, when you're a child, you want to be an adult. Actually, let me go back a little bit. I remember when I was 9, I wanted to be 10. When I was 10, I wanted to be 15. When I was 15, I wanted to be 18. And so on, that you forget to enjoy the moment. This song is by Tom McDonald's. And what he was trying to kind of get us to think about there was how and where we may have made certain decisions that potentially we require or we need adjustment. For somebody that has always relied on the bottle, then is a case of, oh my days, how have I wasted so much time doing that? How did I not see that? For somebody that had struggled with their mental health, it was a case of, oh my days, I can't believe I couldn't just have reached out for support at that point in time, because things could have been a lot better. For somebody that was stuck in a relationship that was abusive, then it's a case of, wow, how did I let another human being dominate my life for so long? How did I let go of my own individuality and let somebody else impose themselves in my space without me feeling as though I was able to stand up for myself? How? I suppose the question I want to ask you is, what is that one thing that you wish you could change? And how is that impacting on your now? Because yes, it's great that we want to change these things. And yes, it's important that we go back there sometimes. What we cannot do is completely ignore that, because ignoring it doesn't make it go away. If anything, that black box, pink box, gold box, whatever box you call it, that you've locked away there, it's not disappeared. It's just locked for a moment. For a moment it's locked. Waiting for that 1 minute where you're gonna open it. And when you open it and you're not prepared for that moment, my days, it would bring back pain that you were not prepared for. And what happens then is that whoever it is that's around you sees a different side of you. Sometimes you're able to kind of suppress it very quickly, but what happens is that it kind of froze you and you're kind of unbalanced and unstable for that period. It is important that we go back and have a word with ourselves, process that moment, understand why we couldn't have done that right at that time. And the situation has changed now, right? So where were we then and where are we now? Not let that past eat up on you, because what it does is it's sucking into your now. It is sucking into your now and preventing you from being able to get to the next stage. That could be into the next stage, into a relationship, into the next stage, into setting up a business, into the next stage of being able to trust people again. Trust is a big thing. And for a lot of us, it's a journey that we're walking through life. And it takes time, but it's about believing in the process. Believing that because one person did something doesn't mean that somebody else is going to replicate that exact behavior. We've got to give people the chance to reveal themselves to us. Because by having our cage up all the time, what that does is it limits who is going to be willing to come in, because everybody has got their own journey and we need to be able to enjoy ours along with the people that come into ours. What is your one wish? My one wish is to be better with people. It's to be able to understand people a little bit more. It's to be able to communicate better. And for people to be able to understand me, what's yours? I look forward to hearing from you guys. And hopefully we can speak again soon. Until next time, it has been Kings. Peace. Bye for now.